Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The Bible states that any and all Catholics must be saved. That's the headline. Mike Gendring comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You focus on Catholicism and on Catholic people. Why do you say that Catholics need to get saved?
Jimmy, the Roman Catholic Church teaches a false and fatal gospel. It is a gospel of works righteousness. Catholics teach that the Catholic is saved by water baptism, which is a sacrament of justification and regeneration. But later on, a Catholic can commit what is called a mortal sin, and he's de-justified and must do good works and receive the sacraments in order to be justified again. They deny eternal life. In fact, the Roman Catholic Church teaches that if a Catholic knows for sure he's going to heaven, he's committing a sin of presumption. And so our heart is burdened to reach 1.2 billion Roman Catholics. We've been doing this for 30 years. I've written a book called Preparing for Eternity that contrasts what the Roman Catholic Bible teaches along with what the Roman Catholic Catechism teaches. And it forces Catholics to make a decision. Am I going to trust Christ and His Word for my salvation or the teachings and traditions of my religion? And Jimmy, you know from 2 Timothy 2:24 that Satan holds people in bondage. He holds them captive to do his will. And the Bible says only the truth of God's word will set them free. And so in my book, Preparing for Eternity, I set forth the truth of God's word that has set so many Roman Catholics free from the bondage of religious deception.
Do you believe, Mike, that any Catholics that are in the Catholic Church today have come to know Christ as Lord and Savior?
Well, yes, there are a few, but only by repenting and believing the gospel can they be saved. The Catholic has been embracing the false gospel of Roman Catholicism. They must change their mind. They must repent and believe the true gospel. And once they do, the Spirit of God will move them out of the Catholic Church because it is an apostate form of Christianity. And God seeks worshipers in spirit and in truth. So a born-again believer cannot remain in a false religion. They must come out, and that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
Mike Gendron with the details on why any and all Catholics today need to get saved. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Mike Gendron's ministry believes that all Catholics that follow the traditions of the church must get saved by trusting Jesus alone for that salvation. In fact, that's what the Apostle Peter, believed to be the first pope, had to say as well. And that is recorded in Acts chapter 4, verses 10 to 12. Jesus wants all lost people to get saved, not only Catholics. In fact, that is why the rapture has not happened as of yet. That's 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...